This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. CBD, or cannabidiol, seems to be everywhere. CVS Pharmacy announced earlier this month it would begin carrying some CBD products in 8 states, including Alabama. It's in convenience stores and coffee shops. CBD is derived from cannabis, and proponents say it can help with conditions from epilepsy to anxiety to pain. But is there evidence for that? I spoke with Dr. Marcel Bon Miller. He's research director at the Lambert Center for the Study of Medicinal Cannabis and Hemp. He says the Food and Drug Administration approved a CBD drug for 2 rare types of epilepsy last year, but the data have yet to clearly show CBD's effectiveness on other conditions.
Anxiety is an example, right? A lot of people use CBD for anxiety, but in terms of actual human clinical trial data, there are just a few studies. It shows an initial signal, but these aren't large powered studies that one needs for FDA approval. As you go further down the list, from inflammation to pain, you name it, there really isn't a ton of data, and most of the data has actually been in rodent models. There's a lot of individuals that are right now looking at schizophrenia for CBD, but to date, in terms of what's been completed, it's very little at this point.
These are studies that are very preliminary in humans or animal studies. With that said, what shows promise?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of promise. And part of it is that there's just so many different conditions that could be affected by CBD. I like to think of CBD sort of as like almost like a shotgun. You know, there's bullets going everywhere. It hits all sorts of different receptors. And that's why it has potential for all sorts of different conditions. But with that comes the need for lots of research in each of those conditions and lots of money to do that research. I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of promise in anxiety, specifically social anxiety. I think pain is one, but I think it's going to be pretty nuanced and tied potentially to inflammation. Autism really is a big one, actually. There's a lot of both pharmaceutical interest as well as individual research interest and grants being funded. But it may just be a story of, you know, people with autism have a lot of social anxiety, and that's really the mechanism that's driving it. I don't know.
Does CBD oil have any side effects or drug interactions?
It's a pretty safe drug from a side effect profile. The biggest thing you get typically are side effects related to these interactions with other medications, less so with CBD itself. There have been studies that have looked at CBD alone up to quite high doses, over 4,000 milligrams in a day, and really shown no big side effect profiles and no abuse liability, which is a really good thing. But the drug-drug interaction piece is an important one. Interactions with medications, for example, like antidepressants, benzodiazepines, medications that individuals use for seizures and in other disorders. Those are definitely important considerations and need to be thought about and monitored by a physician that you work with for your traditional medication if you're going to use CBD.
In general, if you're just a healthy person, does it do anything? Will you notice a difference?
Yeah, so I think there are two camps, right? And I think this is an important nuance to consider, is that there's the sort of wellness camp, and then there are individuals that are using CBD specifically for a disorder or condition that they're suffering from. The differences between those are pretty wide, and I think the important distinction really comes down to dosage. You know, on the wellness side, right, what you see in people adding things to coffee, adding things to, you know, foods and whatever, it's much lower doses. You're talking 5 milligrams total, 10 milligrams total. And right now, in terms of medical disorders or psychological conditions, there's not a whole lot of evidence that 20 or 30 milligrams per day is going to do much. Really, we're talking hundreds of milligrams per day.
I'm curious, what's the wildest claim you've heard about CBD oil?
I've heard them all. What I'm most surprised by is all the different applications in foods and beverages. I always am just surprised when somebody says, oh, haven't you heard of the protein shakes or the salsas or the coffees or, you know, I feel like people are getting pretty creative in that space. But in terms of claims, I mean, the hard thing is that everybody's trying to, you know, explore so many different things, from cancer to Alzheimer's to pain to you name it. And generally, there's at least a scratch of data in each of these areas, so I wouldn't call them wild. The problem is that there's a big gap between, oh yeah, we saw improved memory in rats, to say, oh, it helps, you know, improve cognition and treat Alzheimer's. That's a jump. And that's where we need to fill this in with clinical data to actually support those claims, because right now the majority of it is rodent model work.
That's Dr. Marcel Bonn-Miller. He's research director at the Lambert Center for the Study of Medicinal Cannabis and Hemp.